Welcome back to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range, brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hot Spot, where your functional fitness begins, and brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. Let's go back to our sports line, and we welcome to the program, first time ever, we have Scott Watterson, who is the head coach of the Western Panther Soccer Squad. Coach Watterson, thank you so much for taking time and joining us today.
Well, thank you for reaching out and highlighting the guys out at Western. It's very nice of you.
Well, you guys have, you and your squad, you've got a heck of a season going on right now. Here we are, September 24th, or your last game was September 24th. Your next game's tonight, September 27th. Your season started all the way back on August 16th, and you haven't lost a game yet. You're just piling wins on top of wins on top of wins. This is a heck of a season for you guys.
Yeah, you know, it's very special, and in a time like this, you don't know how long it's going to go, so you just ride it as best you can, and you keep training like you do every day. And these guys are a special group. They're hard workers, and they're good soccer players. On top of that, so. It's really fun to be part of it, and to have a great group of coaches around me to help these guys find success. So.
When you had the meeting at the in the spring last year, when you're getting the team mm-hmm. together for this year, and even mm-hmm. with some of the different practices that take place, conditioning before practice even starts, did you have a feeling mm-hmm. that you would have something special at this point in the season?
Well, I began to feel that way last year after our season ended last year.
Why is that?
Well, we had only two seniors last year, and so a lot of the guys on the team this year saw a tremendous amount of playing time as young players, and so that just really began to develop and build that process that we're experiencing this year, and. We had much greater success last year than I thought we would with such a young team. So as we got into spring and we saw some other pieces come together, and then we saw our team really take shape in early August. It's been clear that we have a special group of guys that really enjoy playing and enjoy being with each other and willing to put in the hard work. And it's really fun to. Just watch them succeed and enjoy what they're doing along the way.
When I look through the scores, I'm seeing a lot of, your opponents. I'm seeing a lot of nils, and there's a couple ones on there. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Brownstone Woodhaven, they got the best of you. You won that one 7-2. That's the most you've given up all season.
Yeah.
Is it ball control on the offensive side? Are you guys just killing it on the defensive side? What's the secret sauce here, Coach?
I guess you hit both of them. I guess we possess the ball very well, and our back are so solid it's remarkable how well they are defensively. Our goalies rarely get opportunity to be involved in the game, and when they do, they're great goalies as well. So it's just kind of the culmination of all of those things together. So it's really quite remarkable.
Yeah, I gotta say, your goalie's probably the loneliest guy on the field.
There are times we talk about hanging an iPad from the crossbar so they can get some schoolwork during the game, but. That's kind of a joking matter, but
yeah, I know we kind of joke about how do you keep them? Yeah. How does that? I mean, what type of kid is it that really has to stay focused and attentive when really all the action's happening at the other end? But they, like you said, they have to be ready when the ball does come their way.
Yeah.
How difficult is that?
Yeah, well, it's very challenging. I mean, especially as we get into this time of year, it's getting colder, and you know they're out there. Shivering when they're not involved in the play, and so you know they have to have an awareness of the game of what's going on and really be focused. And we try to get our goalies to be an extra field player, and so they're engaged from a standpoint of what's watching or what's coming up in front of them and helping the back line be prepared if you know if they're seeing something from behind that others can't see. So there's quite a bit of importance to what the goalie can do, even if they're not actively involved in the game at that point. So they have to stay with a mindful eye as to what's going on in front of them.
Scott Watterson joining us, head coach of the Western Panthers soccer team. Coach, tell us about some of the kids on the team. Who are those that are standing out a little bit this year?
You know, it's really fun to look at our team and realize that we really play a solid team game, and we emphasize that. We have some guys that are seeing some stats pile up. Jeff Palmer is one of those. He's one of our strikers, and you know, when you look at stat sheets, he has most of the goals. I shouldn't say most of the goals. He has more goals than others, but it really is a well-rounded approach. Christian Rosa and Wyatt Robinson are also guys that play up on the top line. Rourke Watterson and Kellen Eva Witt Watterson are in the midfield, and they have some pretty remarkable stats as well. And then our back line, you know, these are guys that typically would be starters that I'm mentioning. Silas Faldi and Quentin Eva, they're outside backs, and then our center backs with Barrett Warner and Luke Nally. It's a back line that has a lot of force to be reckoned. We have two goalies that are above 6'5" and can move and understand the game, and it's fun to watch them compete but be each other's biggest cheerleaders too, to be sharing time in the net. So it's really a good thing with Peter Gansel and Aiden Barrett, so it's fun.
For this team, and with the remainder of the schedule that you have, especially as you're mm-hmm. getting closer and closer to the postseason, what are some of the bigger mm-hmm. obstacles that you have yet to overcome?
Yeah, you know, I think at this point it becomes a mental game. The challenge becomes the mental game of it. Seeing the success that we have, being 11-0, we've been ranked in the state, in the top 10 of the state, 3 out of 4 weeks. And this week we're ranked 12th, and a lot of that just comes to, I believe, probably some of the competition that we're facing more recently that we've been dropping a little bit because our results are still there. But the biggest challenge is just keeping the guys focused on we're human and we can make mistakes, and we have to minimize that. We have to come out every night and play like it's our last game. And we talk about that frequently. We have been for the last 4 or 5 weeks just because of the success we had early on and how that has carried forward. And the psychology of sport is so interesting. You know, there are times that we, whether it be for a portion of a game or in a training session, where we just look really flat. And fortunately, we have guys that when those things are addressed, they respond well, and they realize what they need to do to fix different situations that are occurring. And so moving forward, you know, we have probably the toughest part of our schedule ahead of us yet as we wrap up the season, with Hastings tonight, Marshall and Coldwater the next two games, and then we play Northwest next week and on Thursday, and those are just tough games all around. There's rivalry in those games, there's good teams that we're facing, so they're talented, and so it's just a lot of different elements. And then you throw in weather that's 45, 50 degrees and raining and windy, and it becomes really, really interesting this time of year. Mm-hmm. So,
where do you realistically see this team at the end of the year?
At the end of the year?
Yeah.
I've talked with our guys since we really got going in August that November 5th is the last day that we play, and that's the state title game. That's our goal. That's how we train. We certainly pursue that. We have a very tough district, and so currently one of the teams in our district is ranked number one. They've been number one all year, and in most years they're in the top three with Gull Lake. And so we feel that's kind of our marker, and so we know that that's our biggest task ahead of us in the tournament. but we have to get there first. And so we talk about every day being the only day that matters is today. And, you know, as we go to play Hastings tonight, we don't really know too much about Hastings this year. We can't compare them to last year or years past. And so we talked last night, even in training as we wrapped up, that tonight is the only game that matters. It's going to be a tough game. We have to come out and show up and play. So that's our perspective. We have goals and aspirations. So far, our goals for the season have been met, and we want to maintain doing that. So the guys are very focused on those things.
Coach Scott Watterson joining us, head coach of the Western soccer teams. Coach, what is it about this sport that really attracts you to it? This is the fall season. This is supposed to be traditional football season in high school, but you're having a lot of success at soccer. And what is it about this sport that attracted you and keeps you coming back each year?
Sure. You know, I guess it would go back to my childhood. I played when I was younger, and I enjoyed playing. And as my wife and I started having kids, three of our four are boys, and even our daughter, when they were younger, they wanted to play soccer, and that was just one of those things I fell in love with, and so it just was natural to be involved with them. And and so, you know, soccer, in my opinion, it's a very complicated game. It's a very difficult game to play, very demanding, requires a tremendous amount from an athlete. It's a mental game, and there's a lot of strategy. There's a lot of quick thinking that needs to occur, a strong physical demand, and it changes all the time. Rarely are you able to set a play. There are no timeouts, and there's just constant change and evolving of the game as the ball moves around the field. It changes the dynamic of everything that occurs. So the game is just fascinating to me. I try to talk with the players about making a very complicated game simple. If you do things in a simple way, you can make a complicated game look simple. But then at the same time, you can make the simple look very complicated too. So I think it's a great way to be able to look at life as well, because there are so many life lessons that you can learn from a game, like you can in any sport. But I really feel that there are tremendous benefits with the game of soccer in that way too. So,
well, Coach Scott Watterson joining us, head coach of the Western soccer program. Coach, we definitely appreciate your time here today. Thank you so much. Good luck on the road at Hastings tonight, and then postseason coming up, and we hope to see you guys playing all the way through November.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. This is The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.